Cindy Pamela Mejia alleges her manager made lewd and sexually suggestive comments at work directed toward her and other female employees and customers. Mejia, who was a Honduran immigrant, also alleges her manager at the Monterey Highway McDonald's location in San Jose made derogatory comments about Hondurans. Mejia filed a complaint with the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, alleging the manager violated federal and state labor and civil rights laws. Workers and their supporters are calling on state lawmakers to back a bill that would hold McDonald's and other large fast food chains accountable for the actions of their franchisees. At a recent state legislative hearing on AB 1228, Tia Kuntz with the UCLA Labor Center said the bill would help close loopholes in state labor law.
It's really time for the franchisor to be liable for wage and hour and health and safety violations. Go for the big pockets, not the small pockets.
McDonald's did not answer requests for comment by airtime, but some California franchise owners and business groups recently told lawmakers that AB 1228 would limit their opportunities to operate a small business. Edwin Trung of San Jose is a would-be owner of a Teriyaki Madness franchise.
I'm worried our corporate partner will take away my independence and turn me into a middle manager instead of a small business owner. That's if they expand further in California at all. That would be the end of our dreams.
AB 1228 has cleared the Assembly and is awaiting a hearing in the Senate Judiciary Committee later this month. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.